Pope John? Pope John, well, he's simple to analyze. His contemplata was simply love of God and love of neighbor. That's why he had such a wonderful sense of humor. He lived in two worlds. Love mankind. I remember he told me once, he said, my philosophy of life is never to make anything complicated. Make everything simple. But when he was a cardinal, for example, in Venice, sometimes the canals overflow. And this particular day, there was a heavy rain and the canals overflowed and the water was about 6 inches deep. He went into a wine shop. And the winekeeper was a bit embarrassed to see the cardinal of Venice coming in, and he says, dry throat, Eminence? He said, no, wet feet. I went in for an audience once with Karsh. Remember the famous photographer? And Pope John posed for the photograph, and then he turned to me, and he said, you know, listen, from all eternity, God knew that I was going to be Pope. He had 80 years to work on me. Why did he make me so ugly? But this love of God translated itself into this beautiful dictum of his, namely, I love all humanity, and that's why I can never feel harsh toward any man. That's why I think he was the one to call the council. So he opened the doors of the church and brought the church out into the world. Brought the world into himself. Those great big arms of his were almost like those great columns of Bernini, except that they were fleshy, and he could, in a certain sense, embrace all humanity. And this was the one who made men love one another. That was his contemplata. He first came. Come to me, all ye who labor and are burdened. He did. He came. Then he went. Yet because he had an idea. Not just an action that turns into busybodyism, as it always does when one lacks a master emotion. This spirit is magnificent. But who are most responsible for these ideas? Oh, secular-minded men? I will not give you the three names at once. First one was John the 23rd. Who did more for our love of humanity today than this man? Who? August Comte, with his supposed love of humanity, never wrote a line comparable to John's love of the poor. He opened the council, brought the world into it. Protestants, Orthodox, Buddhists, Hindus, communists, everyone was welcome. As one poor workman said about the Vatican one day, he's not interested in politics at all, except in as much as politics is related to us poor people. That's right. He was the one who made the world conscious of the love of humanity, even when, for example, we used our science to send an astronaut around the earth. Because I remember when that happened, John the 23rd quoted the book of Genesis and said, God said, rule over the earth and subject it. He saw this young American astronaut as indicating the great scientific progress of mankind. No wonder his last words were, Lord, that they may be one. And then that human side of John, a great big fat man with, he could reach out those great arms of his almost like the fleshy columns of Bernini.
to bring all mankind within his grasp. One day he went into a prison. Visited the prisoners, and as he passed one cell, he said, "Who's in there?" The warden says, "That's the death cell. That man in there killed his wife." John spoke to him from outside the bars. He wouldn't answer Pope John. So Pope John said to the warden, "Let me in." The man faced the wall, would not turn around. John said to him, "Young man." "Oh, yes." He said, "Why, what is he in here for?" And the warden said, "He killed his wife." John said, "Young man, I've never been married. But do you know that if I were married, I might have killed my wife, too?" With that, the prisoner turned around and embraced John. This is the humanity that he taught us to love.